The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello everyone, welcome along. You're listening to William Hill's Irish Racing Podcast with Irish Racing Maestro Andy Holding, looking ahead to the card this evening at Dundalk. Starts at 5:40, and on the card this evening we have 8 races to have a look at tonight. So looking forward to that immensely. Dave Callner here in the studio, and joining me on the line now is Andy Holding. Good morning, Andy.
Morning, Dave.
How are you doing, sir?
Good, mate, yeah. 8 race bonanza at Dundalk tonight. Stuff of dreams, buddy.
Just cannot get enough of it. And as you mentioned, you'll be on the Strictly Come Dancing / X Factor podcast as well later on. It's a busy old day for you, Andy.
I'd be sick of me, mate. Absolutely.
Never.
Kicking me off the airwaves.
8 races then, let's get stuck in. We start off with a nursery handicap at 5:40. Andy, and at time of recording, Anonymous Lady is at the top of the betting, a winner last time out at Dundalk around about a month ago, and reopposes with a few of these. That race seems to frame this one to a certain extent.
Yeah, it does. I suppose you could argue that race holds the key here in many respects, as 6 of those horses who took part in that race reopose here tonight. Anonymous Lady came out on top. She raced mid-division early on, then stayed on strongly down the middle of the track to win. You could argue a little bit cosily at the end. I also like the run of the second, Enter the Priory. I think that horse has got a chance of turning the form around now, up to the trip. Obviously, that race of the night was over 5 furlongs. This one's over 6 tonight. I think with another half a furlong, you can imagine Ken Condon's horse perhaps coming out on top there. Could have done with a better draw, Enter the Priory, but out of those that contested that race, I would say that one's probably the most viable option. But there is a couple of other horses that I think could give that form a little bit of a tweak, and one of them is Sassy But Classy, a horse that has just had the one run on the all-weather, and that came in a red-hot race won by Folklore in a very fast time back in early September. That was over 5 furlongs, but I think this filly definitely wants to step up in trips. She seems to be just consistently getting outpaced, and she's got a good draw tonight. So she would be number one on my list around about the 5-1 mark. And the other one is Split the Atom, who's available to back at 7. I'd probably split my stakes on these two horses. Patrick Shanahan's horse has had the one run similar to my other selection on the all-weather, and that came beyond Kubata here over course and distance back in early November. And considering the 84-rated horse Aprobar was back in third, this horse could be very well handicapped here in Handicap Company tonight or Nursery Company. The split time by Kubata that night was 33 and change. So, you know, this filly had a hell of a job trying to keep up with that horse. So he's a major, major contender as well. So 2 against the field in the first race. They both come well out of my figures. Sassy But Classy and Split the Atom.
Superb. Let's have a look at the 6:10, Andy. This is a handicap over 6 furlongs, and the market dominated by the top horse here, Waylay for Mark Alford, and Kimbe for Noel Lawler as well. Kimbe going for the 4-timer this evening.
Yeah, this is a really mouth-watering affair, one of the best races on the card here, with lots of improving horses going into that race. YLF has been a bit of a money spinner for the podcasters in the last week or so. He managed to win again on the 12th of November, having landed a bit of a punt for us a week earlier. He was a bit unlucky the time before. Basically, he's in great form, and a lot of Mickey Halford's horses, as everyone knows, are in scintillating form at the moment. Be dangerous to oppose him, really. The only slight negative I've got, and this would be a bit of a tenuous one, is that it's 6 furlongs tonight. He seems to be doing all his best work in the end of these 7 furlong races. So dropping back in trip, although he has won over 6 furlongs before when with previous trainer Marco Botti, I think he does need a while just to get into top gear down the lane. So if he is going to get caught out tonight, the combination of 10-1 and dropping back in trip might just be his undoing. Therefore, I'm going to look elsewhere here. So obviously, I've got to respect Kimbe, but you know, she's up in grade again. And I'm going to go with Serenity Spa here, raider from the UK, trained by Tony Carroll. Tony's got a fair record, actually, with his runners here at Dundalk over the recent times. And he's running 3 or 4 here tonight, so he's obviously fancying his chances. But this horse caught the eye last week in a red-hot race at Lingfield. Now, that race won by Intransigent would be about a million miles better than any of these horses have been contesting. That was a listed contest, and this horse really caught the eye when travelling well at the back of the field. Didn't get the clearest of runs down the lane, but finished off very, very strongly to belie her 66-1 price tag. She'd also been running well on the turf as well prior to that. She'd won at Warwick over 6 furlongs, beating a decent field. She comes out really well on my English speed figures. Draw could have been slightly better in trap 11, but hopefully even Pat Smullen can get her in a good position. Either way, 5-1. I definitely think she's the each-way value in this wide-open handicap.
Nothing changes then, Andy. 5-1 each way.
Oh, I know.
It's been a long time since I've recorded one of these podcasts.
Habit, Can't shake a habit.
Next up is the 640, a contest over 7 furlongs, and Paula Victoire, a notable absentee here, and that leaves Corker Hill at the top of the betting. Interesting in footprints as well this morning, Andy. This horse dropping back from a mile to 7 furlongs and looks to have been leniently treated by the handicapper.
Yeah, certainly one of the contenders here, footprint. Definitely got a bit of back class, has won off higher marks than 75 in the past, and has won as little as 4 starts ago. Dropping back in trip, definitely a contender. Certainly is all-weather regular here, having run here 16 times in his career. Shame that we've lost Paula Victoire, one of Tony Carroll's raiders. Not sure why that doesn't make the gig. But that does leave the way open here for my best bet on the card. That comes in the shape of Noel Lawless, four-year-old filly, in-form filly as well, Corker Hill, who's won a series of fine races in recent times. She's been a very consistent filly, and she finally got her just rewards for all those good runs with a win here in the first time Eye Shield back on the 26th of September, when in also carrying the noseband as well for the first time. She absolutely obliterated her field in the latter stages from a bad draw as well. She was drawn in stall 13, which is no mean feat here at Dundalk to win from that outside post. She beat a horse called Havelock Ellis, who podcasters will know, has carried that form forward and ran with it in the last 3 or 4 weeks. And although she got beat here the last day by Almost Had It All, that was a very warmly back favourite in the first time. Visor had a good draw and got a good ride from John Egan, but there was no disgrace in finishing second to that horse. In fact, if you take away the winner, she's come out of that race particularly well on the numbers. So I really do fancy this filly tonight. She's got a great draw, the main danger's out. She stays further than 7, but she's got a good cruising speed and she comes home strongly down the lane. So I don't really expect any of these horses to be coping with Corker Hill tonight. And she's by a million miles the best bet on the card.
Superb. Corker Hill, the selection in the 640 at Dundalk, and his best bet this evening. The 710 is a maiden for the fillies and mares over a mile, Andy. And it's tough to see how Chicago Girl is still eligible for a race like this, given that she was second behind My Titania as a two-year-old, not really progressed as a three-year-old.
No, she's one of those horses that's just been a massive frustration to connections, because in her early days as a youngster, obviously she wasn't dying in at the very top table and mixing it against some good horses. She subsequently had a rating in the 90s. That has tumbled down now to 84, but it still means that in this kind of maiden company, you'd expect her really to win if shown anywhere near that kind of black cast. But the problem is, she just doesn't look the most straightforward of horses, and they've tried everything with her. Blinkers have been on, they've tried her in different trips, and now they're coming here on the all-weather, giving her a spin on the synthetic surfaces to try and get a win out of her. At the rate, strictly at face value on the ratings, most people will be piling into a horse like this, but I have extreme reservations about taking 11-8 about a horse like this, and I'd advise to look elsewhere. And I'm going to go for the much lowlier rated horse, Tigra, who's run a couple of nice races of late. Obviously, Corker Hill advertises her recent form from the 14th of November, because Noel Lawless charge finished second, so hopefully she'll go close or should win the 640. And Tigra, I thought, ran really well in that competitive and strongly run handicap, doing some good work late on. So I know she handles the all-weather. I know she's a maiden similar to Chicago Girl, but probably you almost could say she's got fewer convictions in many respects. And, of course, we can back her at a much bigger price. Not overly convinced about Erminis Rose's race. That was a very slowly run race here last week. And Charlie Swan's filly's got to find a little bit for me on form. But I do like Tigra. I like that form here the last day. And with Chicago Girl looking increasingly more a treacherous betting proposition, that's the way I'm going to go in the 7-10.
Tigra, the pick in the maiden for Jim Baldwin and Kevin Manning. Let's look at the 7-40 in apprentice handicap over a mile. And the market here headed by Anna Queen, Andy. This is, she can be a little bit frustrating Anna Queen, given that she pulls so hard, and that's been costly on a numerous occasions.
Yeah, she's been a bookmaker's benefit for about the last year or so, Dave. Many, many times this horse has been favourite off the back of eye-catching runs, but she's failed to deliver. But because she's trained by Tony Martin, she's always one on bookmaker's shortlist to put in at a very tight price. They don't really want to be giving a great deal away about this filly. So despite, you know, her being 0-17, she still remains very much a wanted proposition here. Whether I'd back her that price is a mute point. I think there's other horses in this race I'd sooner be with at a much more fun and workable price. Beat the Ballot, I'm sure he'll run well. Two recent seconds come out well on the figures. Misty Lane, who defeated this horse on the 17th of October, has won subsequently. Rose Angel posted a fantastic speed figure in the first time blinkers to defeat Tracy Collins, his five-year-old. He really is a solid one here. If you're looking for a horse to put in all your each-way doubles and your play spots, from a low draw, Beat the Ballot certainly has to be there or thereabouts, as does Athas Heel, who came from a long way back here behind Havelock Ellis the last day. But I must have lost my marbles on getting Daft in my old age here, because I'm going to go for the outside of the whole field here. It's a bit of a fun each-way bet. You need a degree of imagination, almost a crystal ball, to find this one, but I'm going to take a bit of a punt on Itara here, number 10 on the race card. Wild 20-1 poke with William Hill this morning. Form figures of 0-22 in all races, 0-12 on the all weather, and yet to finish in the frame in all those starts. You have must have thought I've completely gone at the game if I'm tipping a horse like this. But there was a degree of positivity to be taken out of this horse's last run here behind Havelock Ellis on the 7th of November. This horse was absolutely cantering round in the home turn. And at that point, when he was just about to press the button, Gavin Faulkner, unfortunately, this mare clipped heels with a horse in front of it and brought it down. It was a bit of a crushing fall. So hopefully this horse's confidence hasn't been affected too much. But the way she was travelling that day, she was certainly looking as though she was going to defy her 50-1 price tag. And I expect if she's in that kind of form again, obviously it was early days, there's still 2 furlongs to run, to go really well here tonight. Just a bit of a wild punt. I think this race is wide open. Beat the Ballot would be the one for the sort of more safer conveyances down the front end. But Itara at 20-1, I just can't resist a few quid on that one, Dave.
Thank you, Andy. That's the 7:40, the Apprentice Handicap, Itara, the pick, horse number 10 on the card. In that 7:40, let's have a look at the 8:10, which is Division 1 of the handicap over a mile and a half. You talked earlier on in the podcast about Tony Carroll and his raiders this evening. Inoko, another one of them here, and this horse has been in decent form on the all-weather in Great Britain, Andy.
He has, yeah, and he's going to be the selection here. I think Tony Carroll can have a lucrative night here at Dundalkin. Hopefully, Inoko can be one of the many that run a solid race here. Certainly comes out on the English speed figures anyway. He's been in great nick of late. And his win at Kempton 2 starts ago certainly highlights that when he beat an in-form horse called McBurney. He then went to Lingfield the other day and he got an absolutely horrific run through in the hands of Luke Morris when sent off 3-1 favourite. He was literally climbing over the back of the horses all the way down the lane. And in the end, Luke Morris just had to sit up in the saddle and ease this horse off. He literally finished the race on the bridle. He didn't know he'd had a race. So he comes here, hopefully, a fresh horse. He's obviously up against one or two Irish contenders that have been in great form of late here at Dundalk. Most notably, the ever-consistent and going-forward Minnow Street, who keeps defying his rises in the weights. And the way he won here last time out suggests that maybe his finishing run is not over yet. But I think Inoko here off a mark of 65 certainly indicated the day that that mark is still too lenient. And hopefully with a better run tonight with Joseph O'Brien on board from a low draw, Tony Carroll's charge can get his just rewards for that unlucky episode on Saturday.
Inoko, the selection in the 8:10. The 8:40 is Division 2 of that handicap, Andy. And from a betting perspective, similarly wide open.
Yeah, again, another one. And this is a real tough one for punters to contend with. I haven't got a particularly strong view in this one. I'd probably go with Manarov here, only tentatively. This horse has caught the eye on his last 2 starts here. First of all, went up in trip on the all-weather for the first time. He was an eye-catching 6 behind Minnow Street in that decent handicap back on the 17th of October. He then, a couple of weeks later, finished 5th against similar horses, the likes of Sharjah, Havelock Ellis and Minnow Street again. All these horses have been in fantastic form of late, over a mile and a quarter. And again, he was noted doing some good late work in the down the lane after being a long way behind at halfway. His speed figures are quite good. he could have done with a better draw here tonight, stall 12, but hopefully Colin King can get him into a good position early. Lusso's Way looks to be the obvious threat from the informed Shark Hanlon stable. He's got a much better draw than the selection. And she's definitely been knocking at the door of late, fourth behind Alba Verde at Wolverhampton and then behind Master Melody here over course and distance last time out. The rest of them in behind have all got bits and pieces of form, but they're very unreliable. So I'm going to take a chance at Manoroff. Finally steps up to the plate at the out time of asking.
And we close off the card, Andy, with a maiden over a mile and a half. And the two at the head of the betting here, Keir Dharma for John Ox and Enzani for John McConnell. Enzani has had one race so far. That was for Dermot Weld and looks a decent recruit for John McConnell.
Yeah, I'm quite surprised that this isn't favourite here. Keir Dharma's got the nudge because, if you like, the trainers dictate how the betting goes here rather than actual performances on the track. That third behind Vinicius does read quite well here last time out for John Ox's Keir Dharma. But if you go back to that run at Navan on the 27th of October, the race that was won by Lettre de Cachet, Enzani came out clearly best on that particular occasion. And the way that Enzani finished his race off as well from the back of the field, he went past Keir Dharma as if he was standing still, certainly suggests to me that he's the value here. He's gone with John McConnell, but that shouldn't be seen as a negative. John's horse has been in fantastic form on the all-weather here at Dundalk in recent times, such as Minnow Street has won three off the reel. So don't let the trainers, if you like, persuade you otherwise here. I think the favourite should be Enzani on form, and I expect him to come out on top.
I don't know if anyone can hear it, but I can certainly hear it in my cans, Andy.
Yes.
There's a dog that needs tending to.
Mac has spoken.
There is a dog that needs tending to at your place, Andy.
There is a theory going out there, Dave, that the number of squeaks that Mac has on his ball, that's the number on the race card that you should be taking at that moment in time. So
is that tried and tested, that Andy?
I think it was three squeaks, wasn't it? So that's definitely Enzani in the last. Yep, that's the way we're going.
And indeed Corker Hill in the 640
exactly,
as well, which
yeah.
is your best bet on the night, Andy. Thank you. I'll let you get to Mac, and we'll speak again soon.
Thanks, Dave.
Remember, you can download this podcast via iTunes and Audio Boom. Andy's best bet on the card is Corker Hill in the 640. And we'll speak again soon. Thanks to Andy for his contribution to the podcast. And thanks, of course, to you for listening.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.